This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. We are excited to talk to author and blogger Melinda Arcara, who is known as the Gluten-Free BB. She is a certified health coach and health gluten-free food advocate. She's here to speak with us today about her new book titled Three Steps to Gluten-Free Living that she self-published in September of last year. Melinda, pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you, and thanks for coming out and taking a moment out of your very busy schedule. So when you search the words gluten-free books on Amazon.com, you get 21,000 results from my experience. What makes this book different than all the other books on the market?
Oh, my gosh. I have been on that site, and I have Googled on Amazon or Googled on Amazon all the different books. And there are gluten-free eating books, there's weight loss books, diet books, shopping tips, and a ton of different cookbooks. What makes my book unique is that it's all of those books wrapped up into one. You know, every page is a different subject that gives just enough information on a topic for people to understand, you know, without getting overwhelmed with too many details. You know, and then if someone wants to, you know, do a little bit more research and understand a little bit more, then they can take that topic and get on the internet and start researching it. So, you know, for example, the first topic that I cover in the book is what is gluten? It's 2.5 pages. It gives a basic, easy to understand explanation of what gluten is and what gluten protein's about. And then if you want more information, you can buy a whole book on just that subject, or you can move on to the next subject, which is, you know, hidden sources of gluten. And that subject lists out, you know, the different products that contain gluten, you know, to help the reader get an understanding of what products they should become familiar with as potential gluten-containing ingredients. So every page in the book is a different subject and gives just enough understandable information for the reader.
And the book is titled Three Steps to Gluten-Free Living. Why three steps?
Okay, I'm laughing because do you remember the movie Something About Mary? When the hitchhiker was sitting in the car and, you know, he's trying to pitch this 8-minute abs to Ben Stiller. And Ben Stiller's like, yeah, that's really great until somebody comes up with 7-minute abs. So, you know, what I can say about three steps through gluten-free living is it's way better than four steps. you know, but seriously, you know, I used to teach classes through a night school, and I had a PowerPoint deck of, you know, hundreds of slides. And my husband took it and he organized it into these three steps. And it really makes sense because, you know, the three steps are elimination, transition, and substitution. And it really, you need to have it in that order. You can't start substituting products back in until you understand, you know, what needs to be eliminated. So it's actually a progression of steps that need to take place for anybody who's adapting a gluten-free diet. You know, there has to be a plan when you go gluten-free, and this helps the reader establish a realistic plan to allow them to be successful. So you can't start, you know, transitioning and, you know, emotionally handling it until you know, what you have to get out of your pantry and what you have to, you know, you have to do to prepare to go out there into the world and start eating this way. So, you know, it answers the question, where do I start after diagnosis? And those three steps really make sense when you think about it: elimination, transition, and substitution.
Excellent. And isn't eating gluten-free all about what to eliminate? For example, couldn't you just say eliminate anything that contains wheat, barley, and rye, and the chapter would be over? Or maybe I'm wrong.
Well, when you're diagnosed with a gluten intolerance of any kind, whether it be celiac or just a gluten sensitivity, you know, the first thing you need to do is you need to start searching the internet to learn about the disease. It's overwhelming and it's upsetting when you realize, you know, what you can't eat, you know, not to mention trying to remember all the information that you read on the internet. And, you know, when you're standing in your food pantry or in the grocery store, you know, try to remember everything that you you know, you learned on the internet. But in the elimination section, you know, it's much more than that. You know, it tells you about the smallest amount of anything that goes into your mouth can make you sick. So you need to recognize that 1/64 of a teaspoon of gluten can cause intestinal damage in a celiac. So knowing that information, it tells you how careful that you have to be when you're eating. And you know, finding out in this section the different ingredient names of gluten, even the thought of having gluten in medicine, like nobody would even know that there's gluten in medicine and over-the-counter products. And, you know, how the labels, like how to read labels and what's the FDA's role? I mean, it talks about the 20 parts per million that is outlined by the FDA. So there's so much more information in the elimination section than just saying, okay, I'm not going to eat wheat, barley, and rye. The word malt, you know, people say, oh, you know, malt vinegar, or they look at Rice Krispies and Rice Krispies has malt in it, but you don't realize that malt is barley malt, and you wouldn't know that unless you have a lot of the information that's contained in this section of the book.
Quite interesting. Today we are with Melinda Arcara, author of Three Steps to Gluten-Free Living, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, Melinda, the back cover of the book calls it a guidebook. People go on diets all the time. We hear this here on this show frequently. What makes eating gluten-free so different that it needs a manual?
Well, I use the word overwhelming a lot in this interview, and it truly is overwhelming to be told that you can't eat the foods that you've known and you loved your whole life. So, you know, most celiacs and gluten intolerance, they're not born with it. And so, you know, it's not something that they grow up with in their whole life. You know, in most cases, it takes years to figure out. You know, it takes an average of 4 years, but, you know, some people search their whole life trying to find out why they've had certain symptoms. So, you know, being told by a doctor that they can never eat the foods that, you know, they had as, you know, in their youth and in their heritage and their religious practices, it's very traumatic. And, you know, I sometimes forget myself because my husband was diagnosed last year with celiac, and now my son has gone gluten-free in January, and they're in the early stages of the mourning process where, you know, I've kind of moved on. So I kind of have to, you know, be reminded that, you know, I need to be more empathetic and, you know, take my time and, you know, talk to them and help them through their journey. And this book is actually very helpful for people who are supporting someone else that has to go gluten-free, because it teaches them, you know, how to be kind and empathetic and, you know, how to treat people who have this challenge in front of them. So, you know, people really need a guidebook. You know, it's meant to be an active workbook that people can carry with them. I have to say I'm very proud of the book because the cover of it is very approachable. It's a fun color. It's something that you can carry with you. And in the transition section of the book, you know, it's helped to make the reader realize that, you know, knowing that they have this gluten intolerance is really, it's a blessing, not a curse. And that's difficult to hear, that it's a blessing, but not knowing and being left with, you know, why do I have these problems, it leaves you with such an empty feeling. So it is a blessing to know. And, you know, I have different activities in the book to help people realize that, hey, you can get through this and you can do this. One activity that I have that I think is really important is, you know, to list three things going well in your life right now and to list out and see, okay, there are good things going on in my life right now. You know, eating gluten-free is really something that I can get through and I can figure this out and I can move on. So, you know, seeing that in writing and seeing that there are good things happening in your life, I think is really, it's a powerful thing. Eating out, you know, for celiacs, including myself, is very stressful and worrying about cross-contamination. So in this section of the book, I give tips about traveling, how to be prepared. And so to have that with you when you're getting ready to leave to go somewhere and be able to see in the book, okay, these are the things that I can take with me right now. And, you know, my son's walking out the door. Here's some things that I can give him when he's going out. And it is a guidebook because, like I said, you can carry it with you. You can write in it. You can have it with you at all times. So I'm so proud of it, I have to tell you. And I think that it's going to be important for people to carry that information with them.
Certainly a convenient tool without a question. Now, why would someone want this book rather than just searching information on the internet?
Oh, you could totally search this internet on the internet. If you had 3 years time, because that's about how long it took me to research all the information, you could do this. But I did it for the reader, to save time, to save money. You know, I have a very good sense of humor, and you really have to have a good sense of humor or else you'll just be fat all the time because you can't eat what you want, and food is such a big part of everybody's life. So I try to make this section, this is my favorite part of this, of the book, the substitution section of the book. I keep it a little bit light. I have some humor in it. It covers eating whole, clean, local, seasonal, and realistically, as a mom, using prepackaged products. I mean, we all have to have some cereal and some crackers, but to teach yourself to use those products wisely and consume something naturally gluten-free. So an example with that would be, you know, if you're going to buy some hummus at the grocery store, then get some carrots, you know, buy some organic carrots, or have a cracker with some local cheese. You know, that's a great way to kind of balance things out, you know, a little bit of, you know, naturally gluten-free with some prepackaged products. So, you know, when I was diagnosed with a gluten intolerance, I did what everybody else did when they got the news, and I went out and bought anything and everything labeled gluten-free. So I started keeping a list of what works and doesn't work in the home and what products to buy and not to buy. And in the substitution section of this book, you know, I list out, you know, what works and what doesn't work for certain ingredients and substitutions. So, for example, there's a page dedicated to just pasta. And I talk about, you know, what pastas are good for certain products or for the pasta salads and, you know, how to prepare them and names of them, where to buy them. And I actually list over 100 different product names in the book that people can go out and start purchasing things immediately.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome info. Now, if someone was diagnosed with celiac today, what would you tell them on getting started to combat that?
Well, I would tell them to stay home and start cooking. And I know that's hard for people to hear, but, you know, to stay home, start cooking. You know, let your body heal, you know, give yourself some time to learn about the disease, manage it, and then heal from the inside out. I mean, it's such an emotional journey that takes some mourning and some time to like get through. So to jump two steps ahead, no pun intended, you know, it's going to set you up for disaster. So you can't start substituting things in until you can know what to eliminate out. So, you know, you need to be able to be prepared when you're going out the door and, you know, have the repetition of knowing, okay, when I'm leaving, I need this, this, and this. And then that will allow you to get out there and be more confident. And then you won't feel the need to cheat, you know, if somebody pressures you into eating something that you're not prepared to eat. So stay home. Let your body heal. Just give it a little bit of time before you start venturing out.
Certainly informative on the topic. Where can listeners get more information about you, your services, and to pick up your book, Three Steps to Gluten-Free Living?
So Gluten-Free Living is available on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, which is www.glutenfreebb.com or 3stepstoglutenfreeliving.com.
Melinda, it has been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, and hopefully we'll catch up with you to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I would love to be back on. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Melinda Arcara, a certified health coach and healthy gluten-free food advocate and the author of Three Steps to Gluten-Free Living. And for more information and for contact, simply visit glutenfreebb.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.